Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Minnesota Wild start development camp this week at Trio Rink. Jesse Pierce hosts the Bar Down Beauties podcast as well as writing for NHL.com. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Who, of all the names, and there's, I was just kind of scanning through the roster, there's so many from this year's draft and a couple years draft in the last few years. Is there one or two players that when you think about going into this development camp, who you'll talk about, who are you kind of zeroing in on?
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind, Dave. I mean, Liam Ogren, obviously, we saw glimpses of him with the big boys last year, top prospect drafted a few years ago. Looks really good. He's possible to make it out of training camp. He will be at training camp for the Wild, too. So he's a really big guy that I want to keep an eye on at development camp this year. He's been there before. He'll be kind of that leadership presence, that veteran presence, if you will, at dev camp. But he's a guy I'm really anxious to catch up on. And Charlie Strammel, everybody remembers him, Minnesota kid, first-round pick last year. Tough college career start for Charlie to enter the transfer portal out of Wisconsin after a tough year entering into Michigan State coming up this season. So just want to check in on him and see how he's handling everything and kind of the adversity that he's faced thus far because he was such a high-round pick, because he's a local boy playing for the local team. There's a lot of interest there. And then Zee Bouyam, this year's first-round draft pick, who Minnesota moved up one spot to get. I was able to check in with him when the Denver Pioneers won the national championship here in St. Paul. Good kid, but I'm anxious to see how excited he is about his future here with Minnesota and heading back to the Pios next year.
Jesse, does it seem to you like it does to me that it looks like Billy Guerin has gone with the idea of having more size on the team? Does that ring true for you as well?
I think so, and it's something that they're going to have to continue to work at. I mean, that you look at even the free agency pickup that they had in Yakov Trenin. He's a big-sized guy. He's a body that they want out there to help tilt the ice in their favor. Minnesota, for the past couple seasons, has been relatively small in all aspects. You've got back on the blue line, Jake Middleton as kind of your only big body back there. Otherwise, Brodin and Brock Faber and Jarrett Spurgeon a little bit on the smaller side. And up the middle, too, Joel Eriksson-Ek is probably your biggest, strongest centerman alongside Matt Boldy. But everybody else is kind of middle range. They're all about my height, boys. So I think they can use a little bit more size to their advantage. So I do. I think that's something Bill Guerin has been incredibly focused on. That's an area that he knows that they can get a little help in. And again, whether that be free agency or with the draft, Charlie Strammel's a big boy. Zee Bouyam is middle of the range. And Liam Ogren has some good size to him, too. So again, those guys will bring that into development camp. But I do think that's a heavy, heavy focus for Bill Guerin this year.
Jesse Pierce from the Bar Down Beauties podcast and NHL.com joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jesse, I'm looking at the development camp roster, and it's hard for me not to notice that there are six goaltenders that have been invited to development camp. That number seems just a little high to me. I don't remember a time when six different goaltenders were invited. What do you think the reason for that is?
I mean, I think you can never have too many, at least in the prospect pool, right? You certainly know who your goalies are heading into next season. As of right now, it's Marc-Andre Fleury and Philip Gustafson as that tandem. Jesper Bellstedt, the big top-round pick from a couple years ago, looking to come up, probably getting some games this year, but obviously he's kind of aged out of development camp side a little bit. I think it's just in general, you want to see what you have. Goalies are hard to find, and they are hard to come by, especially really good elite goaltenders in Minnesota. In general, in the organization, the Iowa Wild had to let go of a couple who walked in free agency themselves or were traded and moved. So I think it's just a general take a peek, see what we can develop, see what we can have, because, again, it's a very, very tough position to find success in. And I think the Minnesota Wild are just kind of stirring the pool up, seeing what comes about.
Should we be very excited right now as we're looking at the developmental side of this whole thing? Is there enough to get us really wound up right now this time of year?
I think so. I mean, it's tough, right? It's July, so I think hockey is far from many people's minds in general with excitement. But, you know, I think in general, you look at this upcoming season, and it's the last year of that huge cap hit from the buyouts of Ryan Suter and Zach Parise. But moving forward, Bill Guerin has continually stressed the future, and you look at some of the guys they've locked up for the future, and Matt Boldy and Joel Eriksson-Ek, you know, Marcus Foligno, Matt Zuccarello, Ryan Hartman, and then Kirill Kaprizov will come up on an extension discussion very soon here himself. But in general, I think there is reason to be excited. You want to look at these young guys. It's extra exciting when you have an organization that builds from the bottom up, when you do have these developmental players that are, you know what, they've been here from the beginning and they make it onto the roster, make it on the team. Joel Eriksson-Ek was one of those guys. Jarrett Spurgeon, one of those guys. You've got these different players that have come through the system and done it appropriately, that it is exciting. So again, those players that I mentioned, like the Zeeb Williams, like the Liam Ogrens, and maybe like the Charlie Strammels, it's fun to watch. If nothing, it'll be nice air conditioning. I think it's going to be hot this week, so Priya Rink offers a good place to cool off and watch our favorite sport in the state of hockey.
I want to ask you quickly about Jake Middleton and signing that contract extension this week. And I mean, it's hard not to be excited for a guy like Middleton. He's just a good old dude who plays hard-nosed hockey. But it really seems like his career took a major turn when he came to Minnesota. You look at the games played and you look at his statistics. They've gone up so much since he's been here. In your chats with him and in talking with him, what do you see and what does he see as the difference? What changed for him when he came to Minnesota to go from a guy who goes AHL, NHL, AHL, NHL to finding a real home here on the blue line in Minnesota?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great question. I think sometimes it really is just that change of scenery, and it's that opportunity. Jake Middleton was given a bigger opportunity here. Suffice to say, last year in particular, when you had those injuries on the blue line, Jake Middleton was given that opportunity to step up and be a top pairing and see what he did alongside Brock Faber. And I think he just really came into his own. He grew into his game a little bit more. I mean, you're talking about a player that was the last pick in the year before Connor McDavid. So he always likes to joke he was technically drafted ahead of Connor McDavid, who was the first overall the year after. But no, I think for Midzy, it's really just finding a comfort in his game. But he's also knows he's not done yet. He knows there's another level that he could still reach. In our conversation with him following that extension, he had mentioned, you know, he wasn't happy with his lack of consistency last year. And again, you saw that from a lot of players. But for him to admit that and know that there's another level of his game that he hopes to reach and do that here in Minnesota is exciting. And again, I think we saw just glimpses of the ability that he has. But I do think that this year is another year where he can really grow into his own.
Now, Jesse, do a lot of people, because of some of the big signings that that they had with the Wild, a lot of people are getting nervous about that, obviously, looking back in time and then looking to the future. What do you think? Are the numbers, are they right as far as you're concerned? 4 years, $17 million. Are these the right numbers for Jake Middleton right now, or have we overpaid? What's your opinion right now?
You know what? I'm kind of middle of the road on it. I love Mizzy as a person. I think Jake Middleton has been a great asset back on the blue line. And right now, this year in particular, again, Bill Guerin having to save some money. Now, Jake Middleton's contract does not kick in until 25-26, so it won't even affect anything to do with the cap this year. So I don't hate it when you look at that, because there will be more money in the pot next year and the years after as Bill Guerin recoups some of that buyout money from Parise and Suter. I think it might be a smidge high. I love Jake Middleton, again, as a person. I will always reiterate, best mustache in the league, best character in the league, without question. It was maybe a smidge high. I think I like the term 4 years, I think, seems fair. But for a little over four per year, I'm kind of wondering if you could have gotten that down a little bit lower. It's not concerning. It's not something that I think, you know, you need to get upset at. I saw quite a few fans that were hating the terms, and I'm like, well, I don't think it's quite to that level. It's not a huge overpay. I mean, you want to talk overpay, you look at free agency and what people are paying out on the market there on days one and two. But no, I think it seems fair for Middleton. You could go back to the contract extensions of last year too, and maybe those were a little higher, a little long for Zuccarello and Foligno and Hartman. But as always, I say, let Bill Guerin cook. Let's see what he does. He knows what he's doing, and Billy G, we trust. Plus, I like to keep him on my good side, so he's doing okay.
Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it, and I hope you look forward to seeing you at development camp this week.
Thanks, Jesse.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jesse Pierce from the Bar Down Beauties podcast and NHL.com. We'll take a quick break, come back, and do the fast break. You're listening to 830 WCCO.
Cut. Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.